483 Franklin Street, the Richard Nichols House. As if the setting of this house on top of a high rise of land was not enough to catch a passerby's eye, then certainly the pumpkin-colored facade makes the old dwelling stand out. Previous owners made the choice of color after extensive research revealed it was an appropriate hue. Those owners also stripped away layers of, quote, improvements, end of quote, to highlight the massive fireplaces in the central chimney and early wood paneling, along with other restoration efforts. A new addition, similar to a Beverly Jog, can be seen set back from the main house to the west. The offset windows on the easterly end near the street side are evidence of an early extension to the original traditional structure. Named for its first owner, Richard Nichols, the house is more than 250 years old and provided shelter to generations of Nicholses. Richard Nichols inherited this land division shortly after his father's death in 1732. It is assumed he immediately set out to build this house, for he was married in 1738. The property and another adjacent Nichols homestead covered over 143 acres and was farmed well into the late 1800s. In 1893, the house was sold, and the last of the Nichols family departed from the land of their forefathers. There is a Richard Nichols listed as serving at Lexington and Concord, and another entry for Richard Nichols, Jr., as a member of the training band. Whether it is entries for the same person or a father and son, there is evidence that a member from this household took up arms to promote our freedom.